Questions are all around us.
Learn.
Why is liquid cold?
Learn.
What is maths?
Learn.
Why does this, ow, hurt?
Learn.
What is the Enlightenment?
I don't know.
And now, thanks to the University of Auckland, it's time to ready, steady, learn.
This morning in the studio, we have got Anna Vasilieva. Morena, how are you?
Hey guys, I'm great. How are you today?
Very, very well, thank you. I'm very excited to be chatting to you because it feels like quite a pertinent topic that comes up often, especially in the world we live in now. We're talking about self-image of women and social media and the kind of relationship between those two things. How did you get into this area of research?
Well, I'm a woman myself, so that was quite... I was always interested in visual images mm-hmm. and mass media. So when I was younger, I feel like I'm actually from Russia. Mm-hmm. So I feel like the beauty, it was so such a big topic in Russia.
Right.
And I felt quite affected when I was a teen. And when I was 18, I actually got anorexia and my body image was really screwed. And then later on, I feel like I found out that there are pictures before and after Photoshop of celebrities.
Oh, wow. Yeah,
because I was always so curious, like these celebrities, they look so perfect on like magazines and during the photo shoots and other stuff. And then I saw that actually they don't look like this in real life.
Yeah.
There is always some sort of like image manipulation present.
Yeah.
And I think that really changed the whole thing for me, the whole game about beauty.
Yeah.
And then my master's was dedicated to the idea of beauty in women's magazines. And now I'm doing my research here at Auckland University.
So that's really interesting because I guess the conversation has started in that place for you of looking at how magazines manipulate the image of celebrities or just the women that you see in them. And now we've got this online space where everything is, you know, up for grabs, up for manipulation. And I see that filters and apps and Instagram and things like that, influencer culture, seems to be stuff that you're interested in exploring. What is it about those particular things that you think has an impact on the way women perceive their body image?
Yeah, so basically with the magazines, right, they're not as popular as they used to be maybe like 10 years ago.
Yeah.
But everybody has a phone, right? It is so accessible, it's so easy to use, it's always with you. So I feel like it's more present in our lives just because we use our phone so much.
Yeah.
And also these apps, you don't need to be an expert in Photoshop in order to make your skin beautiful or make yourself skinnier or make your face pretty and eyes bigger.
Yeah.
It's actually just like a few clicks away, so that's why it's so easy to be used.
And it's this kind of, I guess there's a lot of scare tactics in the media as well about talking about how this impacts kids, how this impacts young teenagers. I mean, you must be in the early stages of this research, but what are some of the things that you've noticed or some of your kind of theories, I guess, about how this is impacting us?
Yeah. Well, actually, I'm going to finish my research in a few months.
Oh, okay, right. Yeah.
Yeah, so basically, what has happened is we have this social media, we have this huge amount of perfect images, which can be quite often manipulated to achieve this perfection. But what is really important is that for kids, for people, for teens, to have this idea of media literacy, that there is such thing as photo manipulation, that people don't look like this in real life.
Yeah.
And also it's very important, in my opinion, for families to have a role in this question, for moms to speak about it with their daughters or sons, so for other relatives, maybe for old siblings to talk about it. Because when I was speaking with my participants, some of them said that if they had a lot of support from their moms as they were growing up, they were more confident in themselves when they became young women. So that was very important. And also they were saying that even if they had some classes at university or schools dedicated to media literacy, you always need to have it present in your life because you tend to forget. Even if they knew that some pictures can be manipulated and people don't look like this in real life, they actually... Like, we need to have these classes to be conducted maybe like every year.
Yeah.
Or maybe to have it more present in the whole educational system. Mm. So that's how we can be more acknowledged about the presence of these adjusted images in the media.
Yeah.
And when we're acknowledged, we are educated, so we are more critical, so we are critically aware of these issues.
That's the thing, like social media is not going away. There's not really any point in saying, you know, kids shouldn't be on phones, kids shouldn't be on apps and things. It's just how the world is now. But yeah, as you were saying, having the tools and the education to understand what you're consuming changes the game completely and gives people more empowerment, I guess.
Yes, absolutely. Empowerment is the word that I'm using in my research, because we can speak about the role of mass media, whether it's negative or it is not negative, mm-hmm. but it's a very complicated topic, right? So basically what we can do is to educate kids, teenagers, and even ourselves.
Yeah.
Because even young women today, like, it doesn't actually matter how old are you.
Yeah.
Like, you can still be affected. You can look at these pictures and you can still think that, oh, I wish I looked like this. Or, she's so perfect. If only I could be like this perfect. But we don't know what happens behind the scenes.
Yeah.
So we need to know about that.
Absolutely. Now, you're doing this through the Faculty of Arts, Education and Social Work, is that
education
right?
Education and Social Work,
yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you are nearly at the end of it.
Yeah.
How has the process been for you? Have you enjoyed working in this department?
Yeah, absolutely. I feel like it's a very important one for the University of Auckland, because education is such a huge part of our life, right?
Yeah.
And social work, I feel like it's been always such a huge interest for me. And I feel like I have had so much support from my faculty and for the School of Graduate Studies, because I'm mm-hmm. a PhD student. And yeah, I feel like I'm so happy to be part of it.
Well, it sounds like fascinating research and really important as well. Big topic of our age in many ways. So thank you so much for coming in and chatting to us about it,
Anna.
Good luck with the last push.
Yeah, the hardest one.
The hardest push.
That was Ready, Steady, Learn. Thanks to the University of Auckland, the best university.
Thank you.